Hallelujah. God bless you in Jesus' name. We thank God for what God has been doing. We thank God for the manifestation of His power. And we thank God for this prophetic decree and prophetic declaration and the rain of prophetic shower upon lives that has transformed their destiny. We thank God for many people that are healed. We thank God for testimony. And we appreciate how God has been working wonder through these prophetic decrees. I pray that you will be the next one that will testify in the name of Jesus Christ. The yoke in your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. The verdict of darkness over your life shall be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Whatever the enemy has concluded against your destiny, that thing shall be destroyed in the name of Jesus Christ. You are welcome to the 20th day of the month of December, year 2020. The first thing I need to tell you today, that there is no problem in life that God cannot solve. There is no battle that the power of God cannot destroy. There is no yoke in life that cannot be broken. The major thing of our life is our ignorance. Ignorance of what we need to know has made many people to be in captivity. Many have been destroyed because they do not have ignorance. They do not have knowledge. That's what the Bible says. The Bible says, my people perish for lack of knowledge. My people has gone into captivity because they have no knowledge. Understand very well. The Bible says the righteous is delivered by knowledge. You must know that knowledge is very important. Knowledge of how God has made things, knowledge of the word of God, knowledge of the mystery of the death and the resurrection of God, of Jesus Christ, very important. The knowledge of the mystery of the birth of Jesus Christ, the knowledge of the mystery of the death of Jesus Christ on Calvary, the knowledge of the mystery of the resurrection of Jesus Christ, this knowledge, they are very, very deep. When you understand this knowledge, the yoke in your life is broken. The knowledge of the blood that was shed on the cross of Calvary is a very deep knowledge. Many people do not understand it because many people have not really sat down to read their Bible very well, to get in the knowledge of how they need to be free. Bible knows and God knows that one way or the other, we might find ourselves in a bondage. And that is why we have what Jesus has done. That is why Jesus Christ came. Jesus Christ has come so that He can deliver us and He can give us life abundantly. The devil has come to steal, to kill, and to destroy. John 10 verse 10. But Jesus Christ of Nazareth has come so that He can give us life, not just only life, life abundantly. So you must understand that everything you are passing through now, even before you enter there, God knew. Even what you are passing through now, God understands. There is a solution to every problem. There's a solution to every difficulty. There's a solution to anything that the man is passing across or is passing through. There's a solution to anything that you may be passing through. And let me tell you a mystery. You need to know this mystery very well. There is no situation in the life of anyone that is new. There's no situation in the life of anyone that has not happened before. There is nothing you are passing through now that is new. That is nothing you are passing through now that has never happened before. The mystery is this: you must know whatever you are passing through has a solution. Whatever you are passing through has a solution. The solution is in the name of Jesus Christ. There is no problem or bondage that the name of Jesus Christ confront that will not be broken down. Let me tell you very well. The Bible says, and God has highly exalted His name, and He has given Him another name. At the mention of the name of Jesus Christ, every knee should bow. The knees on earth, the knees in heaven, the knees under the earth. Every knee should bow. The knees in heaven, the knees on earth, and the knees under the earth. The knees in the water, the knees anywhere. So understand very well. If you have been caged by burning power, the Bible says the knee will bow. If you have been caged by witchcraft power, the Bible says the knee will bow. If you have been caged by the Queen of Heaven, the Bible says the knee will bow. Understand that word, understand the mystery. There's a mystery about Jesus Christ. There's a mystery about the name of Jesus Christ. There's a mystery about the death of Jesus Christ. There's a mystery about the blood of Jesus Christ. There's a mystery about the sacrifice of Calvary. Understand this mystery very well, and you shall be liberated. You shall be set free. You shall be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. I pray for somebody here. You will be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. No matter what you are passing through, there's a liberation in the name of Jesus Christ. Don't let anybody deceive you. Don't let anybody tell you that that is how you are going to die. Don't let anybody tell you that that's a cross. You carry it, you die. Listen to me. Jesus Christ has died so that you will not carry that cross again. Jesus Christ has died so that you can be free and be delivered. Jesus Christ has died so that He can set you free and you will receive your deliverance and freedom indeed in the name of Jesus Christ. Know what I'm going to tell you now, and God is going to help you. Listen to me very well. I'll be discussing on something very deep. Something very, very deep now, and you need to listen and you need to follow me right now. I pray right now, as you follow me, the hand of the Lord shall release upon your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I'll be talking about the mystery of blood covenant. 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 There is a mystery about blood covenant. There is a very, very deep mystery. Unfortunately, many, many people do not understand this mystery. Many people do not understand that there is a mystery in blood covenant. Many people enter into this transaction cheaply and they find themselves in bondage. Many died in that bondage. Many lives have been miserable. Many lives have been useless. Many lives have been rendered redundant because they enter into this bondage and they could not know how to get out of this bondage. Listen to me very well. If you have entered into a blood covenant, if you are in this bondage, you can be free, you can be liberated, you can be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. The Bible says in Leviticus 17 verse 11 that life is in the blood. Life resides in the blood. Blood is one of the mysterious creation of God. Blood is very deep. Blood is very, very deep. Blood contains lives. So you must understand that. So when someone enters into a blood covenant, it is a very deep transaction. It's a deep transaction that people should know. It's a deep transaction that you should understand. It's a deep transaction that you should understand. The Bible says something very deep. The Bible says something in Zechariah chapter 9, verse 11. It says, as for thee also, by the blood of thy covenant, I have set forth thy prisoners out of the pit, wherein there is no water. You can see now, that is a good covenant. That kind of covenant is a covenant that Jesus Christ of Nazareth has established. Do you know that God promised to deliver the prisoner who have been put in prison, who have been put in the pit where there's no water? The positive covenant is the covenant of Jesus Christ, and he was able to achieve it on the cross. He was able to achieve this one on the cross of Calvary, and that is why you yourself must know that there is a blood that can deliver you from every blood covenant, and you'll be liberated in the name of Jesus Christ. A covenant is an agreement between two parties. A covenant is an agreement between two or more parties, and that agreement is binding, that agreement is legal, that agreement is spiritual, and that agreement will begin to have manifestation physically. Understand this one very well. Every sex with a woman that is not your wife is a deep spiritual contract. Every sex with a woman that is not your wife is a deep spiritual contract that involves two major things. Let me go back and let me say that statement again. Every sex with a woman that is not your wife is a deep spiritual contract that involves three major elements. Major thing that you need to know. Number one, it involves blood covenant. It involves blood covenant. Your blood is in her. Her blood is in you. If she's a spirit being, the man is in trouble. If she's a marine princess, the man is in trouble. If she's a python, the man is in trouble. Because by entering into her, the blood of the woman flows into your blood, and your own blood flows into his own blood too. So you enter into a covenant, you enter into a bondage, you enter into another level entirely that you need to understand how you can be free. Number two thing that has been established is a soul tie. A soul tie is when your soul and the soul of another person is yoked together. A soul tie has been formed. Immediately you have sex with a woman that is not your wife, a soul tie has been formed, and you enter into that soul tie. You are yoked with that fellow, you are tied together with that fellow, and you are moving together with that fellow. The speed of your life can be determined by that fellow. Why? Because we have been yoked together. When two animals are yoked together, they cannot move faster than each other. They move at the same pace. The same thing when you are yoked together with a marine princess, when you are yoked together with a python in the river. Oh, unfortunately, you didn't know she was a python. You saw her as a good girl. You saw her as a good lady. But she was a python. And immediately you have been yoked together and your soul has been tied together. You can only move at a pace that is she's moving. She can restrain your movement. She can limit your movement. She can put an embargo on that fellow. That is what people have been facing. And it's a very deep thing. The third thing that has happened is that fellow and that particular lady, they become one flesh. The Bible said the two of you shall become one flesh. By sex, you have a relationship with a lady, and by sex, you have a relationship with a man, and through that relationship, both of you become one. That is, if this lady is an agent of darkness, if this lady is a witchcraft, if this lady is a witch story, if this lady is a marine, you yourself automatically, you have gotten the seed of witchcraft in you. You have gotten the seed of a marine in you. That is just the deep thing. That is why we warn people. Yeah, you must try as much as possible. Run away from this, because because sex is a spiritual transaction. Sex is a deep spiritual transaction. Sex is a deep thing. Sex involves something very deeper than you understand. Sex is not just physical. Oh, the physical aspect of sex is limited. The spiritual aspect of sex is one that is deep. Sex is deep. Sex is a spiritual transaction. Sex involves a spirit to spirit relating together. So sex is a very deep assignment. I pray for somebody now. If you have been tied down by any sex that you have contracted, I pray that you shall be free today in the name of Jesus. You shall be free. 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 You shall be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Let me just give you this one so that you can understand. Oh, you may have done this one when you have not even had this broadcast. You may have done this one when you don't have the knowledge. You may have done this one when you don't even know what you are doing. You can be free from it. You can be delivered from it. There are processes to be free. There are processes to be delivered. The first thing is you must confess your sin. You must confess your sin and make sure that you repent of all this sin, totally depart from them. Make sure you are not doing them again. Confess your sin and depart from them. The second thing that you must do it aggressively, is that you must put yourself and go for a deliverance program. Look for a place where deliverance can be done and do deliverance thoroughly from blood covenant, from negative blood covenant, so that you can be free. You must do that that deliverance. That deliverance is you cannot just substitute it. You must do it, because anyone that has entered into a blood covenant, we need deliverance, and you must be free. You must be delivered. I pray for you that God will deliver you. God will free you. God will separate you from that blood covenant in the name of Jesus Christ. That is the second thing you must do. The third thing you must do is that you must break every yoke. You must break every covenant. You must break every evil transaction. You must break every evil link. And these are the prayers I'm going to be giving to you. Those prayers I'm going to give to you will help you to break every soul tie. We help you to break every negative soul tie. We help you to break every evil covenant. We help you to break every evil yoke. We help you to break anything that has connected you together with that very girl, with that very boy. By the time you break that, then you are free. If a man is under the yoke of blood covenant, things will not move. The life of the man will be miserable. Things will not be able to move. The man will be having strange and terrible dreams. The man will not be able to move forward. It will be like if he's not walking. He will be walking like elephant and be eating like ant. His life will be miserable. Things will be turning upside down. He will not understand what he's even facing. Why? Because there's a covenant. And that covenant has not been broken. That covenant has not been set. It has not been destroyed. You can destroy it. You can break it. Wherever you are, I want you to begin to confess your sin. Tell the Lord, have mercy on me. Tell the Lord, deliver me. I am sorry, Lord. I have come to you. I am very, very sorry. Please forgive me, Lord. Please forgive me, Lord. Begin to do that now. Begin to do that now. In Jesus' name we pray. There are prayers you need to pray. I'm going to pray for you. Father, in the name of Jesus, I pray that your people, they've realized that they've entered into a very deep area of life. Oh, but you can save them. It is because of them that you have come. It is because of them that you have died on the cross of Calvary. It is because of them that Jesus Christ shed his blood, so that by the blood of Jesus Christ, every negative blood covenant can be broken. Father, as we enter into this prayer, let all the covenant that has been involved in their life be broken in the name of Jesus Christ. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want you to sit right. I want you to get yourself right. I want you to pray very well. The prayer we are going into now, it is not a prayer for chicken. It is not a prayer for just light-hearted person. It is not a prayer that you just pray anyhow. It is a prayer for those who want deliverance. It is a prayer for those who want freedom. It is a prayer for those who are tired of the situation they are passing through. So you must develop hot aggression. You must develop only anger to pray this prayer. I want you to shout loud and clear. Shout with power. Shout with power. Say, every hidden blood covenant in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden blood covenant in my life, break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Every hidden blood covenant in my life, break, 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 in Jesus' name we pray. Say, blood covenant affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Blood covenant affecting my destiny, break, 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 in Jesus' name. Say, any demon that has entered into my life through blood covenant, break
in the name of Jesus. Any demon that has entered into my line through blood covenant, in the name of Jesus. Any demon that has entered into my line through blood covenant, in the name of Jesus. Any demon that has entered into my line through blood covenant, in Jesus' name, praying. Say the fourth one, say, yoke of blood covenant in my life. Break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of blood covenant in my life. Break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of blood covenant in my life. Break, 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 break in the name of Jesus. Yoke of blood covenant in my life. Break, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, any strong man that enter into my life through blood covenant, get out in the name of Jesus. Any strong man that enter into my life through blood covenant, get out, get out, get out, get out in the name of Jesus. Get out in Jesus' name. Pray. I want you to pray this one very well. Say, I come out from every blood covenant in the name of Jesus. I come out from every blood covenant in the name of Jesus. I come out from every blood covenant in the name of Jesus. I come out, 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 I come out from every blood covenant in Jesus' name. Pray. Say, negative soul tie affecting my life. Yeah, in the name of Jesus, negative soul tie affecting my life. In the name of Jesus, negative soul tie affecting my life. In Jesus' name, we pray. Open your mouth and shout it loud. Say, unprofitable covenant affecting my destiny in life. In the name of Jesus, unprofitable covenant affecting my destiny. In Jesus' name, pray. I command your freedom and receive freedom, receive freedom, receive freedom, receive freedom, receive freedom, receive your deliverance, receive your deliverance in the name of Jesus. My porta leco prakosa la prakoto rebasa robosentaya rumo paroka rumo prakosataya ma pagumbra kasataya rumo poska. Any negative covenant that is affecting your destiny, any negative covenant that is affecting your moving forward, any block covenant that is drawing you backward, any blood covenant that have stagnated your life, if your amen can roar like thunder, I command you now that covenant be broken, 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 in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. I want you to get your bottle of oil or bottle of water now. I'm going to pray. Father, in the name of Jesus, I decree that this bottle of oil shall carry the anointing to break every yoke, shall carry the anointing to destroy every blood covenant, shall carry the anointing to set you free in the name of Jesus. Both the oil and the water, receive fire, receive fire, receive fire, receive power, receive fire, receive power, receive fire, receive power. I pray that the blood of Jesus shall enter into this oil. The blood of Jesus shall enter into this oil. The blood of Jesus shall enter into this water. The blood of Jesus shall enter into this oil. In Jesus' name, pray. Take the oil and anoint your head. Now we are going to pray. Then get ready. We are in a serious warfare and put the oil on your head and place your and there, shout it louder. Say, evil covenant that is affecting my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant that's affecting my destiny, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and anoint your chest. Anoint your chest now. Put your hand there. Say, evil covenant that's affecting my blood, break in the name of Jesus. Evil covenant that's affecting my blood, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. Take the oil and anoint your navel. Anoint your navel. Put your hand there. Pray very well. Say, every satanic covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in the name of Jesus. Every satanic covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break, 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 break. Every satanic covenant assigned to bring me back to square one, break in Jesus' name. Pray. Anoint your two hands and you shout loud and clear. Say, every covenant with the spirit of darkness in my life, break in the name of Jesus. Every covenant with spirit of darkness, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Say this one. Say, every covenant with poverty in my life, break, 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 break in Jesus' name. Pray. I decree to your life now that you shall be free. You shall be delivered. You shall be free. You shall be delivered. Every strange covenant, every blood covenant that you have entered into, be free, be free, be free in the name of Jesus Christ. Listen to me very well. Blood covenant can be entered into by people cutting themselves and licking the blood. Have you cut any part of a human being and you have licked the blood? Have you drank the blood of animal? Oh, it's a blood covenant. Have you drank the blood of human being when you are looking for protection? It's a blood covenant. When you have, if you have drank the blood of somebody before, it's a blood covenant. If you have sucked the blood of somebody before, it's a blood covenant. If you are your lover, you cut yourself and you suck the blood, it's a blood covenant. You need to pray this prayer very well. Pray very well. Say, every blood covenant speaking against my destiny, break in the name of Jesus. Every blood covenant speaking against my destiny, break, 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 break. In Jesus' name, bring. I pray for somebody that is listening to me now. You shall be delivered from blood covenant. I can see a lady there. You have drank the blood of an animal, live animal. This the ringu, the head of that animal, it was a chicken. The ringu, the head of that chicken, and they gave you the blood to drink. Please, the Lord will deliver you in the name of Jesus Christ. You will be liberated from that bondage in the name of. There's another man that is listening to me now. I didn't know where they give you this blood, but you never knew it was a blood of human being, but you have drank it. I pray that you shall be free. You shall be free. You shall be free. As I'm talking to you now, the fire of God is burning your stomach. You shall be free. You shall be free. You shall be free. I command you to be free. Anybody under the yoke of blood covenant, be free in the name of Jesus. I command you, be delivered. Be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. I speak to you right now. Receive liberation. Receive liberation. Receive liberation. I pray that your prayer request shall be answered. Your prayer request shall be answered. Your prayer request shall be answered in the name of Jesus Christ. The Lord shall set you free. You are looking for a man to marry. You are looking for a woman to marry. God shall set you in the name of Jesus Christ. Your business shall be favored in the name of Jesus Christ. All documents you are waiting for, they shall release them unto you. They shall release them unto you in the name of Jesus Christ. You are looking for the food of the womb, receive your child, receive your children, receive your children, receive your children, receive your children in the name of Jesus Christ. God shall visit you, God shall meet with your need, God shall lift you up, God shall promote you in the name of Jesus. Thank you, Heavenly Father. It is well with you. God shall continue to do more in your life in the name of Jesus Christ. I will continue this topic tomorrow, and I pray that God will continue to uphold you. The Bible says something that many people, my people, they perish for lack of knowledge. You shouldn't perish because you don't have knowledge. Get this knowledge and be free. The Bible says something. It said the righteous is delivered by knowledge. Get this knowledge and you'll be delivered in the name of Jesus Christ. Remember that there's no situation you are passing through that as people has never passed through before. Remember that whatever you are passing through now, somebody has passed through that thing before. Remember that there's no need to in the world. Whatever you are passing through, you may not want to say it because you are thinking that, oh, nobody has ever passed through that. It's a lie. We have been attending to many people, thousands of people, and we have seen a lot. There are many, many things that I cannot say to you on the platform. Deep, deep things. But that is making us to know that there's no new thing in the world. May God bless you in Jesus' name. You want to get across to us, send text message to us or send information to our WhatsApp number 0802-336-9298. 0802-336-9298. I remain your friend, Pastor Emmanuel Akiola. God bless you.